Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. We'll get to these guys coming up. The Jags and the Packers at Everbank Field. But the biggest news of the week so far continued into Friday. The status of Jared Odrick. It was a jaw injury earlier in the week, then in the concussion protocol, and he told the media Thursday that he'd be good to go. He'll be listed officially as questionable for the game, but expect him out there on Everbank Field against the Packers this Sunday. The Packers team, very good. Long run in the playoffs, led by number 12, Aaron Rodgers. The margin for error for this Jaguars team Sunday is very small.
We really got to play smart this game. You play smart every game, but there's so many challenges this team presents with the hard count, with the freebies, with the penalties, the substitutions. So, you know, we got to have a really clean game. So that's been addressed with our team.
All right, guys, let's get to it. 2016 season, outside of this building, expectations are sky high, and it's finally here, John.
Well, it's finally here, and it's almost hard to believe because you have so much buildup, so much hype. I think they're better. You know, I think they're a team that can go 8-8 or better. And when I say that, I mean it can be a winning team. It can be a team. It's a team with enough to get you there. Now, what happens, how they get there, how they get over that, I don't know. But, yeah, and they're clearly better, but that doesn't necessarily mean a great result Sunday.
All the way through since free agency started, this has reminded me of that 96 team. You know, you had some young talent that you had identified. You bolstered it with free agency. Yeah. And you got excited as the season came around, and then, 4-7 was the start,
obviously. Pittsburgh coming out of the gate.
Well, no, they did.
So you're saying it's a victory.
The next week they lose to Houston at home, and Eddie George runs wild all over them. And they had some dog performances in St. Louis and in New Orleans along the way. But by the time November rolled around, the young defensive players who were the stars of that draft started to play well. Mm-hmm. Mark had gotten into a rhythm with Jimmy and Keenan, and away it went. My expectations are is that there's going to be some potholes early, and they'll get stronger late. I think 9-7 is a reasonable expectation if they stay reasonably healthy. I expect them in December to be contending for the division title in, arguably the not best division in the AFC.
Good quarterback matchup this Sunday. Aaron Rodgers has been at it for a long time. 12th year in the NFL. He's proven it at a high level. Blake Bortles, third year, big season last season, but a lot to get to Aaron Rodgers' level.
Well, you've got who many believe is the best quarterback in the game, and when you watch him play, it's easy to see that. And then a guy who wants to be paid like it eventually, one of those top upper echelon quarterbacks. What I think is also an interesting dynamic is you had a quarterback who sat for 3 years in Aaron Rodgers and jumped in, in year four. And in fact, 2008, when he was here, was his first season as a starter, as opposed to a guy in Bortles who got out there and learned in the fire. So, I'm interested to see Blake and what he does. I think we all know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
Well, it's not fair to expect Blake Bortles to go out and beat Aaron Rodgers. That's probably not going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw some touchdowns. What the Jaguars have to do is try to force him into that rare mistake and take advantage of it. And then I think it is a big game for Blake in the offense in the sense that they need to figure out a way to keep pace, to stay in it, and to be an offense that this team can rely on. I think that's Blake's charge on Sunday, is to start being that sort of quarterback in offense.
And he said in his news conference this week, he expects the fast start that we saw against the Jets and the Bucks. That's what they think they're capable of doing.
It's time for this team to be that.
Yeah, stick it in the end zone early. Now let's flip to the other side. A lot of new on the defensive side of the ball, new draft picks, free agent guys. Who's the difference on the defensive side of the ball to make this defense sing?
Well, you hope that despite the drop-off in the preseason, that it's Dante Fowler Jr. because you need pass rush. You need that dynamic playmaker up front. So I think he will be a big deal to watch early in the season. I don't expect double-digit sacks from him, but he needs to help provide disruption.
It's interesting how many names you could name. Fowler obviously is there. Mm-hmm. Malik Jackson's the highest paid player on your team, right? The marquee free agent. You could certainly say that. Now, Miles Jack could have been a top five pick if people weren't concerned about the knee injury. Then you've got Jalen Ramsey, same thing, instant impact player against the Bucks here. I'll go with Gibson.
Yeah.
Another high dollar free agent, but a guy that plays the free safety position in a way that they have not had since Gus and Dave got here. Looked good when I watched him play. And I think he's the guy who blends it all together from a tempo standpoint. He certainly is their spokesperson in the locker room.
He's the one who gives this secondary a chance to be elite. And if it's elite, then it can be effective on Sunday.
And they can make the playoffs.
I like it. Are you calling it?
If they're elite.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's 1 week at a time. Let's start with the Green Bay Packers here at Everbank Field Sunday. That's it for Jags and the Roundtable.